Good afternoon. I almost said good morning. Good afternoon, audio viewers. I'm gonna see if it's as humid outside as they say it is, and if it's not. It's humid, but the temperature is nice still. Dang, we'll have to leave this open while I... Yes, I'm making lunch. What else would I do on Audio Boo, right? Okay. I can't believe that it's not quite the middle of July, but it's almost the middle of July. And the temperature yesterday, we were going to set a record for the lowest high temperature ever recorded, but we didn't make it because the temperature started rising with the thunderstorms. But, yeah,
it's crazy. Yesterday, I think the high temperature for most of the day, I think it was like in the 60s, and then it got up to 70s when the thunderstorms came through. But if not for those, I don't think it ever would have gotten out of the 60s. Barbecue. So yeah, I realized I gave you all the ice cream ingredients, but I didn't tell you what you were supposed to do. But I figured most people are smart enough to know. But just in case you're wondering, to make... Someone's gonna get mad at me because I'm gonna eat all this poli sausage that remains. It's okay because he would have thrown it out anyways. But if you're wondering, you make the pudding according to the package directions. And it turns out really good. You don't have to make it package directions. I don't really, but that's what the recipe says. I actually just, pardon me, while I eat the leftover bites of hamburger in this bowl. I just mix it all in the bowl. Like, I use a big bowl with a spout on it. I put the condensed milk, the evaporated milk, one can of each, and then the two cans of French vanilla instant pudding. Two cans, two boxes, whatever. Two bags. Don't add anything to them, just add it to the cans of milk. Take a whisk and stir it up. Sometimes, because of the condensed milk, it's a little thick. So, I add a little bit of milk. Now, I like to use 1% milk because it's less fat, but the ice cream does come out creamier if you use whole milk. But you almost can't tell. So, you know. And it's really, really good. If you add a whole tub, a large tub of Cool Whip, which basically just adds a lot of sugar, which you don't need. But if you put it in the mixer and then pour the rest of the gallon of milk over and stir it with the paddle, it doesn't completely break up the Cool Whip, so then your ice cream is like almost like frozen Cool Whip. It's really good. I have tried this recipe with other flavors of pudding. Because really the pudding is all that flavors it, so I've tried it with other flavors. But the French vanilla is the best by far. Um,
If you've ever been to Wendy's and had one of their chocolate Frosties, it tastes like a Frosty if you use chocolate pudding and chocolate milk. But it's almost too chocolatey. It's like a little bit more chocolatey than a Frosty, so it's like, I don't know, I didn't like it. I haven't tried any strawberry. I wonder if they make strawberry pudding. I want to try banana, but I'm the only one that likes it, so nobody else would eat it. Of course, maybe that wouldn't be all bad. It'd, like, be all for me, and be like my own private little... ice cream stash. Hey, that's not a bad idea. Maybe I should do that. Tricky, everybody.
I learned something new, too. At least at Walmart. I don't know what brand it is. But it's probably not just at Walmart, because this brand of salt probably is sold everywhere. But the rock salt that I buy actually says ice cream salt, because we were looking all over for rock salt. Couldn't find it anywhere. But the box actually says ice cream salt. And I think they do that because... Oh, sorry, excuse me, that was rude. Didn't know that was coming. I think they do that because people were getting confused and stupid people like me didn't know the difference. Like, I grew up and for the longest time I never knew there was a difference between rock salt for ice cream and rock salt that you put on your driveway in the snow and ice. And evidently that kind you're not supposed to use for ice cream, but I don't know why, because that's all it does is melt the ice. But supposedly it's different. You're not supposed to consume either one, so I don't know what the difference is. But evidently there is one, and so I discovered that the rock salt for ice cream now says ice cream salt, which I think is funny. But pillow is stupidly heavy, and well, honestly, it's surprisingly flat for the type of, I don't know, it's made out of memory foam. It's supposed to be nicer. 1 minute and 15 seconds. When I bought my bed, or my purple palace, as my friend calls it, they had memory foam pillows that were supposed to be $75 normally, on sale for $10 a piece. Well, now I know why, because they're really not that good at pillows. I don't like memory foam pillows. And this one is dirty! Anyways. I got them because they were $10 a piece and I needed new pillows. But it's so flat, like, I guess because it's memory foam and I have to lay on it or roll off of it, roll on it to get out of my bed. So it thinks I want it to be that flat. I don't know. But you can't fluff them like a normal pillow. So it's permanently this flat and I don't like it. It's like nothing to it, but it's still just as heavy as it was before it became flat. And it's like this big old, like, you couldn't have a pillow fight with these pillows because they're like stupidly heavy. Like, for real. Seconds. 48 seconds. So anyways, that's the story of my pillows. Not that you ever really wanted to know, but there you have it. Pause recording. 33 seconds. I thought I would be less seconds than that. I don't know, but it's really annoying. I'm just playing with the sound indicators. Time remaining 16 seconds. Time remaining 14 seconds. And I'm gonna count it down. Time remaining 11 seconds. Time remaining 9 seconds. Time remaining 7 seconds. Time 7 seconds. Time 5 seconds. Ah! I missed the 6.